USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. President Biden is sharing details of what the budget cuts that Republicans want in exchange for raising the debt ceiling would do.
According to estimates, the Republican bill would put 21 million people at risk of losing Medicaid.
The president says he's just doing the math on the GOP plan that would mandate more than 20% cuts in the current budgets of nearly every federal program that is not defense.
The Republican plan would cut federal law enforcement officers, 30,000, including 11,000 FBI agents, 2,000 border agents, DEA agents, and so on.
President Biden speaking in New York's Hudson Valley before attending campaign funding events tonight in New York City. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says once Title 42 expires tomorrow night, people seeking asylum in the USA must apply in their home countries, not come to the border. Otherwise,
the rule presumes that those who do not use lawful pathways to enter the United States are ineligible for asylum.
Title 42 is the COVID-linked restrictions used to speed up deportations. They expire tomorrow night, and thousands are expected to try to come to the border to apply for asylum. New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded not guilty to all 13 charges he faces. Three unidentified people have put up $500,000 cash bail for Santos. Meanwhile, fellow Republican Mike Lawler says it's well past time for Santos to go.
If George had any decency or dignity, he would resign. I've repeatedly called on him to resign since these allegations first surfaced.
Some Senate Republicans and Democrats are introducing a bill to create a COVID-19 commission. It would be modeled after the 9/11 commission and look into everything about the pandemic. One sponsor says we need the study to be ready for the next health crisis. The next state dinner's coming up. President Biden welcomes India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi June 22nd. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another warning about artificial intelligence from a computer pioneer. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak tells the BBC, humans need to take responsibility for what AI generates. You've heard a lot about how many people have been saved from fatal opioid overdoses thanks to the drug known by the brand name Narcan. Now a college in California is making it more available to students with a vending machine that hands out free doses of what's generically known as naloxone. Assistant Professor Jamie Chang at Santa Clara University says the idea is to have students carry it with them.
Naloxone is a miracle drug that can reverse an opioid overdose within minutes. And so to not provide this seemed really counterintuitive to a lot of public health principles.
And the Santa Clara student agrees.
Especially like if you're going to a concert or like places that students frequent often, if you have it on you, you know, if someone needs it or even if someone you know needs it, like you're always there to, you have it. You can use it.
Other colleges and universities across the USA are taking this approach, and Santa Clara County is thinking about taking the idea to even more kids, putting the Narcan vending machines on high school campuses. Looking to strengthen the U.S. presence in the Pacific, the USA now has an embassy on the island nation of Tonga. It's the second new U.S. embassy to open in the Pacific this year, following the reopening of the mission in the Solomon Islands. Up next, a new embassy in Vanuatu. Rich Johnson, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.